Ksuvus break, you'd give him a Mishnah here. Pesach Maos L'chasono, U'pashal Lo Asaregel. A person had a dowry that he was going to give his son-in-law. That's what he promised, B'shas the Kiddushin. And instead of giving it to him, he stuck his leg out at him. Meaning, the rabbi brings a few pshatim, like a bizayon, like he said, take what's underneath my foot, or hang my feet up onto a tree, because I have nothing to give you. Or the Rambam says it just means, Pashal Lo Asaregel, he ran away. Teshev Achiyal Ben Rosha. So it's too bad on the lady. She has to stay. He doesn't have to marry her. And she can just keep staying until her hair grows white. Meaning, her husband doesn't have to marry her. And he doesn't have to divorce her. He was Mekadesher on condition. And he understood that he was doing it. That one of the Tanayim was to get this dowry. And their father became a deadbeat dad. So he has no chiv to divorce her. He can wait like this. Adman says that she could say, Ilu ani pasakti la'atzmi, if I was the one that made this psak to give you this dowry, Eshev Achiyal ben Roshi, I would sit until my hair becomes white. Achshav she'aba posak olai, but now that it's my father that made this stipulation, Mani yichol alasos, what am I supposed to do? So Adman said, O knos o petor, we can't make her responsible for what her father said. You have an issue with her father with the dowry that you can take up separately. But you, O Knos, you should marry her. O Petor, give her a get. Don't let her sit like this. Amram Gamliel Roa Anias Divrei Admon. Gamliel says the halacha is like Admon, and the Rav says that that's the halacha as well.